由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are in the middle of a series entitled God Talk.
上帝话这个系列在天路导向里面已经来到一半了。
First, we saw the sovereignty of God.
第一次我们讲到关于上帝的主权。
The sovereignty of God is the hub around which all of his attributes revolve.
上帝的主权是上帝所有属性的枢纽。
Secondly, we studied the holiness of God upon which our lives are to be molded.
第二次的节目，我们讲到上帝的圣洁，同埋我们的生活就要效法上帝的圣洁。
Thirdly, we saw the guidance of God as the rudder which all of our decisions should follow.
第三次，我们讲到上帝的引领就好似船的舵一样，让到我们跟随上帝的方向同埋带领。
Today I want to talk to you about the keeping power of God upon which our souls can rest.
今日我们将要讲到上帝保守那份的能力是能够让到我们心灵享受真正的安息。
If you believe in Christ and you read the Bible thoughtfully,
如果你相信耶稣基督的话，亦都经常用心读圣经的话，
You will be thrilled and overwhelmed by what I'm going to tell you today.
你听到我同你分享嘅嘢，你一定会欢欣同埋鼓舞。
And it is this.
而呢样嘢就系
Salvation is a permanent gift of the grace of God.
救恩系上帝赐俾我哋永远嘅礼物。
Salvation cannot be taken away.
救恩系唔能够被夺去嘅。
Salvation is for eternity.
救恩是永恒的。
Salvation is not something you get one day and you lose the next.
救恩不是你今天拿到明天又不见了的东西。
Because salvation is a reflection of God's nature.
因为救恩本身其实是反映着上帝的性格。
And God does not take back what he gives away.
上帝从来都不会出尔反尔的。
My listening friend, listen to me very carefully.
各位听众朋友，请你好仔细地去听我讲。
Today you may be living a joyless life.
你今天可能是活着一个很不开心的生活。
And maybe that's because you do not understand the keeping power of God.
可能这个是因为你不理解上帝保守的能力是几咁的浩大。
I am aware of the misunderstandings that the keeping power of God can cause in some people's lives.
我明白如果一个人不去理解上帝保守的大能，其实对他的生活是会有些影响的。
Let me tell you about a couple of questions that I often hear.
让我和你分享一些我经常听到的问题。
Will the keeping power of God for the believer keep me from spiritual dangers?
上帝保守的大能是不是能够令我不遭遇到属灵方面的危险呢？
The answer is no, on the contrary.
答案不是啊，原来刚刚相反。
The spiritual danger is greater because the evil one will be after you with greater vigor.
属灵的危险可能更加大，因为撒旦将要越来这样攻击我们。
And if you are left to yourself, you will be in trouble.
如果你没有上帝的同在，上帝的保护，你就大麻烦了。
But listen to what Jesus said in John 17.
但是耶稣在约翰福音十七章这里这样讲
Father, I ask you to protect them from the evil one.
天父啊，求你保守他们脱离那个恶者。
So the danger is greater for the believer, but God's keeping power is even greater still.
因此虽然基督徒会落在危险里面，但是上帝保守的能力比一切都大。
The second question that people ask is this.
人经常问的第二条问题是
Does the keeping power of God mean that a believer will never sin?
是不是上帝保守的大能是意味着信徒不再犯罪呢?
Only in heaven will that be true.
当然,当你回到天堂的时候,你就不会犯罪了。
But a true believer will immediately repent when he or she sins.
但是一个真正信靠上帝的人,一旦他犯罪,他就会立刻向上帝去认罪悔改。
And that is the mark of knowing that you are in Christ Jesus or not.
这个就是区分我们是不是属于基督的一个重要的标记。
Some of you probably are still saying, well, how do I know that God's keeping power will sustain me to the end?
这个可能你会继续问下去,我是不是知道上帝的大能一定会保守我去到最后呢?
I'm going to answer this question in a minute, but first, let me give you an illustration.
在回答这条问题之前,让我为你举一个例子去说明。
Imagine a couple who want a child and then they get that child.
你幻想一下,有一对的夫妇,他好想要个孩子,最终他真的怀了个BB了。But
the moment the baby gets home, he starts screaming non-stop for whatever reason.
但是当这个BB回家之后,他就不断无缘无故地哭。How
do you think good parents react?
你觉得一个好的家长,好的父母会怎样回应呢?
Will they say, this is it, we can't take that anymore, we need our sleep, and therefore we need to give this baby away?
他们会不会说,够了,我受够了,我搞不定了,我要睡觉了,送这个小孩走了?
You say, wait a minute, no way.
你说,等等,不可能吧?
Then the baby grows up and becomes an obstinate two-year-old.
接着当个小朋友成长到两岁最难管教的阶段,
and he doesn't obey the instructions as he should.
他不肯听父母的指令和教导,
and the parents get exasperated.
接着父母就发火了,
what will the parents say?
那你说父母又会怎么说呢?
That's it, we can't take it anymore, we will give him away.
够了, 我们不能再忍受他了,送他走了。
You say, no way.
你一定会说不会,怎么会呢?
Then comes the dreaded teen years.
接着小朋友长大进入青春期了。
He is a belligerent and opinionated child.
争强,好胜,不肯听人的劝告。
He thinks he knows everything.
还要自以为是。
And the teenage starts getting on his parents' nerves on a regular basis.
这个少年人经常令到父母焦头烂额。
So what would the parents say?
那你说父母会怎样说呢?
That's it. We'll throw him out.
够了,踢他出家门口了。
Most parents would say, no way.
大部分的父母都不会这样,就会说不好了,不好了。
Then the children get older and leave home.
后来,当个小朋友长大成人离开家了。They
don't call or visit like we want them to.
他不再好像我们所期待,天天打电话回家,或者回家去看爸爸妈妈。What
would the parents say?
父母会怎样说呢?
You're no longer my son or my daughter?
你不要再做我的儿子,不要再做我的女儿。You
would say, no way.
你都会说,不可,怎么会呢?
So, my listening friend, let me ask you this.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友,我要问你一条问题。
If you and I, as weak, imperfect, and often selfish human beings, could never give away our children regardless of their failure, how much greater is the keeping power of the Almighty, loving, caring, gracious Heavenly Father?
无论我们的儿女多么令人失望,连你我这些自私不完美软弱的人都不能够抵抵我们的子女,更加何况那位全能,满有慈爱,怜悯,关怀的天父,是不是他愿意更加看我们看到底呢?
You and I are saved by the grace of God.
今日,你和我都是靠着上帝的恩典而得救的。
You say, saved from what?
你说,从哪里得救啊?
The answer to this question should tell you volumes about the keeping power of God.
知道呢个问题嘅答案，你就会更加明白上帝保守嘅能力系几咁嘅浩大。
The very word salvation implies that he saves us from eternal judgment.
救恩呢个字嘅意思就系话到上帝系救赎我哋脱离永远嘅审判。
It means that he rescued us from the wrath to come.
亦都系话上帝将我哋从佢嘅震怒底下拯救出嚟。
It means that he pulled us out of a shipwreck so that we can be with him for eternity in heaven.
就好似呢，你搭船，只船沉咗嘅时候，上帝就从个大水嗰度将我哋捞上嚟，让到我哋永远喺天堂与佢同在。
That's what salvation is all about.
呢个就系救恩啊。
So how can anyone think that God would save you but not take you all the way home?
咁点解你会谂上帝拯救咗我哋，唔将我哋带翻到屋企咧？佢点会净系救咗你，摆你喺水面，跟住掟翻你落水咩？
This would be like someone who is rescued from a shipwreck on the ocean and taken into a luxury yacht.
呢个就好似一个人喺海里面遇难，就被救上一艘游艇啊。
And he is taken into that yacht, and he is given a shower and a hot meal.
在游艇上面，他可以去冲个热水凉啦，跟住去食餐饱饭啦。
And then the yacht captain looks at him and says, "Now swim home."
跟住游艇船长就同佢讲话，哎，而家自己游翻上岸啦。
You say that would be ridiculous.
你一定会话咁样嘅情况系太荒谬啦。
When you rescue a lost person, you bring him all the way home.
你啊，做好人就要做到底啊嘛。
Otherwise, you are not saving him at all.
如果唔系，你点会叫做去救咗佢呢
？And I agree with you.
冇错，我完全同意你嘅讲法。
Let me give you four things to assure us of God's keeping power.
喺呢度，我希望关于上帝保守你嘅大能有四个嘅保证。
Number one，
第一个保证。
God's keeping power is based on his promises.
上帝的保守是建基在上帝的应许上面的。
Secondly,
第二件事，
God's keeping power is guaranteed by his love.
上帝的保守是以上帝的爱作为担保的。
Thirdly,
第三件事，
God's keeping power is sustained by Jesus' continuous intercession.
上帝的保守是以耶稣基督不断为我们代祷来维系的。
Fourthly,
第四样东西，
God's keeping power is maintained by the indwelling Holy Spirit.
上帝的保守是因为圣灵住在我们的心中，所以得以持久。
Let's look at these very quickly.
让我们一起来看看这四个的保证的内容。
First, the keeping power of God is based on his promises.
首先第一点就是上帝的保守是建立在上帝的应许上面的。
In John 6:37-39, Jesus said,
我们可以看到呢，在约翰福音6:37-39是这样讲的。他说凡亲是天父所赐给我的人必定会到我这里来。到我这里来的我总是不会丢弃他。因为我从天上面降落来不是要按住自己的意思去行动，乃是要按住那个差我来的意思去行。 差我嚟嘅上帝嘅意思就系要将佢所赐俾我嘅，叫我一个都唔好失落，却系要喺末日叫佢哋去复活。
Jesus is saying, "No, never. I will never lose a single one that the Father has given me."
耶稣嘅意思就系一个都唔会啊！上帝天父赐俾我嘅，我一个都唔会失落啊！
In John 10:27-29, Jesus said,
我哋又睇下后面嘅经文咯。喺约翰福音第十章27-29嗰度，耶稣就讲到话：，我嘅羊系听我嘅声音，我亦都认识佢哋，佢哋亦都跟住我。我又赐俾佢哋永生，佢哋永不灭亡，冇人能够将佢哋喺我手里头夺去。我嘅天父将羊赐俾我，佢比万有都大，冇人能够从我嘅天父手里面将我哋嘅羊系夺去。
My listening friend, let me give you a confession.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，我好坦白咁样话俾你听。
When I was taught the meaning of these words for the first time in my life, I wept uncontrollably.
当我人生第一次去学习呢一段经文嘅时候，我喊到泣不成声啊。
I was not crying out of sadness, I was crying out of happiness.
唔系唔开心所以喊，而系太开心所以要喊。
No one can snatch me out of Jesus' hand.
冇人能够将我从耶稣嘅手里面夺走。
And no one can snatch me out of the Father's hand.
冇人能够将我从天父嘅手里面夺走。
Do you notice a double security lock?
你有冇发现呢个就好似一道门有两个锁咁样啊？
First you've got the Father's hand, then you've got the Son's hand.
首先呢，你就有天父嘅手，跟住之后又有圣子耶稣基督嘅手。
God's keeping power is based on his promises.
上帝嘅保守系建立喺佢嘅应许上面嘅。
Secondly, God's keeping power is guaranteed by his love.
第二样嘢就系上帝嘅保守系以上帝嘅爱嚟作为担保嘅。
His love is unchangeable.
上帝嘅慈爱系唔会改变嘅。
God's love is eternal and constant.
上帝嘅慈爱系永恒而长存嘅。
And that is why John 13:1 says,
所以约翰喺约翰福音第十三章第一节咁样讲。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
佢既然爱呢个世界属佢自己嘅人，佢就会爱呢啲人到底。
He does not love us only part of the time.
上帝对我哋嘅爱唔系净系部分时间去爱噶嘛。
He does not love us only half of the time.
上帝对我哋嘅爱唔系会半途而废噶。
He does not only love us when we are good and successful.
上帝唔单止喺我哋表现好嘅时候去爱我哋。
No, his love is constant and eternal.
唔系噶，上帝嘅爱系永恒而且不变嘅。
Jesus' death and resurrection were the ultimate proof of his unchanging, unending, undying, unaffected love.
耶稣嘅死同埋复活就系佢永恒。不变，永远不死，同埋佢嘅大爱嗰种嘅有力嘅证明。
Jesus' death and resurrection have permanently and completely erased our sins.
耶稣嘅死同埋复活已经永永远远咁样彻彻底底咁样去涂抹咗我哋嘅罪。
Listen to Hebrews 10:17.
喺希伯来书十章十七节系咁样话。
Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more.
我唔会再记住佢哋嘅罪愆同埋佢哋嘅过犯。
God's keeping power is based on his promise.
上帝嘅保守系建立喺佢嘅应许上面嘅。
God's keeping power is guaranteed by his love.
上帝嘅保守系以上帝嘅爱作为担保噶。
Thirdly, God's keeping power is sustained by Jesus' constant intercession.
第三，上帝嘅保守系以耶稣不断为我哋代求嚟维系嘅。
The Bible does not say that Jesus is forever before the Father making excuses for our sins.
圣经并没有讲到耶稣一直在父上帝面前为我们所犯的罪找各个借口理由。
No.
没有的，耶稣是没有这样做的。
The Bible does not say that Jesus is forever begging the Father to forgive us.
圣经也没有说耶稣一直在父上帝面前为我们求情，哎呀，主啊，你赦免他，赦免他，赦免他啦。
No.
没有的，耶稣没有这样做。
Here's what the Bible does say.
圣经里头只是讲过一样东西。
Jesus is forever presenting his own blood before his Father's throne as the only remedy for the condemnation of sin.
耶稣基督用他所流出来的宝血成为了我们在父上帝面前唯一赎罪的方法。
Listen to 1 John 2:1.
看下约翰一书二章一节圣经点话。
If any man sin, we the believers have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
如果有人犯罪，在天父那里，我们有一位的中保，就是那个义者耶稣基督。
God's keeping power is based on his promises.
上帝的保守是建立在他的应许上面。
God's keeping power is guaranteed by his love.
上帝的保守是以他自己的爱作为担保。
God's keeping power is sustained by Jesus' constant intercession.
上帝的保守是以耶稣不断为我们代求来维系的。
Fourthly, God's keeping power is nurtured by the indwelling Holy Spirit.
第四就是上帝的保守是因为圣灵住在我们心里面而得至历久不衰。
The Holy Spirit of God lives inside of every believer.
圣灵是内住在每一个信徒心里面的。
And the Holy Spirit constantly affirms the word of God for us.
而圣灵亦都不断在我们心里面去为我们去引证上帝话语的真实性和可信性。
Now you and I know that believers in Christ may grieve the Holy Spirit.
其实你和我都有些时候知道，我们基督徒呢，有些时候真的会让圣灵担忧的。
Believers in Christ may quench the Holy Spirit.
有些时候基督徒是会消灭圣灵的感动的。
Believers in Christ may even resist the Holy Spirit.
有些时候基督徒也都会抗拒圣灵的带领的。
But the Holy Spirit does not permanently leave the quenching, grieving, resisting believer.
但是圣灵却不会永远放弃那些抗拒消灭圣灵感动让圣灵担忧的基督徒。
The Holy Spirit is God's gift and God does not take his gift away from us.
圣灵乃是上帝所赐的礼物，上帝是不会将礼物收回去的。
Oh, my listening friends, please don't misunderstand me.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请不要误会我的意思。
We bring pain and misery upon ourselves when we grieve the Holy Spirit.
当我们让圣灵担忧的时候，我们就是将自己带入痛苦和悲哀里面。
But he will be there waiting for us to repent.
但是上帝一直在那里等我们悔改归向他。
In foolishness, we may try to silence his voice of conviction.
因为我们的愚蠢，我们不听圣灵叫我们认罪的声音。
But he just waits and waits and waits until we come back to our senses in repentance and remorse.
但是上帝却是一直耐心地等候，直到我们醒悟过来，忧伤痛悔。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你。
Have you grieved the Holy Spirit?
你有没有让过圣灵去为你担忧呢？
Are you quenching the Holy Spirit right now?
你现在是不是在消灭圣灵的感动呢？
He is waiting for you to repent.
其实圣灵在等待你去悔改。
Will you turn to him?
你现在愿不愿意回头回到圣灵那里呢？
Will you ask for forgiveness?
你愿不愿意祈求上帝的饶恕呢？
He is willing to renew the spirit within you.
他一直在等候要更新你，让你的灵魂去苏醒。各位听众朋友，我想告诉你，其实上帝保守的大能 其实一直喺度与我哋同在，系要让到我哋系能够靠住上帝嘅爱，系更加去成熟。今日我想话俾你听，我哋喺生命里头要经历上帝嘅引牵，上帝嘅带领，我哋先至能够不断去成长，不断去长进嘅。
假若我有无限智慧，我甘弃主脚下；假若我有财物满贯，我交给主手中。我愿这生献情为你，愿明白你心意，不用献我财物智慧，将心给我。假若我有无限智慧，我甘弃主脚下；假若我有财物满贯，我交给主手中。我愿这生献情为你，愿明白你心意，不用献我财物智慧，将心给我。
各位听众朋友，你有没有在你的人生将你最重要的事，就是你的心，去献给上帝呢？我们今天要蒙上帝的保守，我们唯一一样事，就是要将我们的心去归回去到上帝里面，让到上帝成为我们人生里头坚固的保障，并且上帝成为我们人生的领导者。记住，我们在上帝说这个的系列里头，我们讲到上帝就是拥有万世的主权的，而他亦都追求我们献心去接受他的带领，成为圣洁，合乎主用。这样的时候，他就会继续保守我们。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。